from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Number three, if you have any NFL playoff questions, handicapping, if you want to talk some college football, we can talk the season just completed. He can look into the future for you if you'd like. College basketball, betting those games. Any questions there, put those on Twitter, at Bill is King. We'll pass them along to Brad. Brad, Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast asks, and this is your backyard, how big is it that Harrison Bailey is joining UNLV, the quarterback formerly at Tennessee?
I mean, it's a pretty big deal because I expect him to be the starter considering what UNLV has on the roster. And, you know, from watching the spring game last year, I thought Harrison Bailey at that point, you know, I get it, you know, Hendon Hooker was just arriving there at Tennessee at the time. But I thought as far as arm talent, throwing the ball down the field was better than anything that Tennessee had last year. So huge upgrade for UNLV. But I will say, with that being said, I'm not a big fan of Marcus Arroyo, the head coach here, as far as a quarterback developer. I mean, I think he hinders quarterback play considering that, I mean, they had Justin Herbert, a quarterback at Oregon, and I just never saw the kid get better after his freshman year. I'm not impressed. I'll just put it that way from an offensive aspect. So, I mean, the upgrade for UNLV, but I still worry about his overall development.
Brad Powers with us. I am going to go basketball because of this. And any game you got, folks, that's fine. But this game coming up Saturday, Kentucky playing some really good ball now at Auburn. And what Bruce Pearl has done at Auburn is incredible. And is Auburn ranked number one right now? Brad, I don't even look at the rankings. Is that right?
Not in my power rankings.
Okay.
I don't really always look at AP polls because it just doesn't matter.
I do too. I agree. I agree with you. But that game at Auburn, I believe it's a noon game, right? Give everybody your thoughts on that. And what is the number? I haven't even looked.
I haven't seen a number yet, so that's what always makes
that's right.
You know, college yeah. basketball tough, because the numbers won't pop up until this afternoon.
Right.
Auburn's number two, Gonzaga's one, as far as an AP poll is concerned. Power ratings, I mean, both are in the top, you know, six, seven teams in the country. You're right, both teams are red hot. I mean, obviously Auburn's as hot as any team in the country. They've won 14 consecutive games. Kentucky, yeah, certainly after the LSU loss, has won, you know, returned and won four straight, you know, highlighted by that game against Tennessee last weekend. That was stunning, to say the least. Auburn's going to be a short favorite. I'm expecting it probably around 2 or 3 points as far as Auburn being favored. And total's probably going to be sitting right around 150. And I'm going to lean towards Auburn in that one. But again, no number yet. I mean, numbers do matter. I mean, if it comes out 5, I'm going to take Kentucky. Comes out 1, I'm going to take Auburn.
You think Auburn probably, though, Brad, will be a slight favorite, right?
Yeah, 2 to 3 points is my expectation.
Well, that's a big game. And Bruce Pearl, I mean, you think about some of the things that have gone down in football and basketball. Bruce Pearl gets run out of Tennessee, and he got caught lying about it. But basically a Saturday dead period cookout with a point guard who ended up at Ohio State. That's what got him running Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, the NCAA. And then, I mean, you look at the North Carolina situation where he had institutional, I mean, just horrific, I mean, considering that the institution was behind some of the scandals, they get nothing pretty much. You go back to Jim Tressel, you know, basically, I know he lied about it, similar to the Bruce Pearl thing, but over some tattoos, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But, I mean, Bruce Pearl, no question about it. I mean, back to his Wisconsin-Milwaukee days, has been one of the better coaches in college basketball here the last 20 years.
Brad Powers with us. Brad, I was talking about this early hour one. The NCAA had a meeting Thursday, and they basically have taken the Constitution and trashed it. The new rules, which will go into effect in August, don't really punish teams anymore that are innocent, meaning players and coaches who had nothing to do with whatever scandal went down, the cheating, the paying, the whatever. And, of course, now you can pay people, so that really doesn't even matter anymore. But they have changed it. It got overwhelmingly approved. And now the bad guys, and again, Brad, I don't even know what a bad guy is now, because pretty much anything is okay. But if somebody does happen to get in trouble, which, again, I can't imagine what that would entail, they will go after the bad guy, but they won't do anything with the team. So no postseason problems anymore for teams. And apparently, I don't even know if they're going to be taking scholarships. Here's my point. Tennessee, because of all the Jeremy Pruitt stuff, has been waiting. They still have not heard from the NCAA. And the thinking is they may get out of this with nothing.
I mean, I would assume so, considering what happened there. So NCAA, I mean, I have no really idea for the NCAA. But they're always late to the party. I mean, there's nothing, you know, that's their main problem. I mean, they just, you know, they come down with decisions 3-4 years later after the fact. And now that we live in an instant gratification society, I mean, it's always, you know, the late to the party. You know, everything that's gone on with the NCAA and all the gripes that you can make and how it's just a ridiculous, I can't even envision why it's even an institution at this point. But I think that their major, what's going to come down out of this when they write a book on it, I mean, the fact that they weren't proactive in the NIL and transfer portal era, I mean, is going to be one of their major flaws, I think, when they write the book about it.
Josh, and we were talking about this also earlier, I think it's a real bad timing or moment for Notre Dame. And here's his question. Thoughts about, and Josh is a Buckeye, the Irish coming to the 6-1-4 to start this season. And, Brad, let me just tell you what Shannon in South Bend asked me about this earlier. You got a whole lot of new coaches at Notre Dame, including the head coach. You got a quarterback who I think is going to be good, but he's incredibly green. Incredibly raw. You got a wide receiver core that I think is Michael Mayer tight end's really good, but a receiving core that's in disarray. You got a secondary that's going to have a lot of problems against Stroud and those young receivers. I just don't think the timing's good at all for Notre Dame and that opener. Brad, sorry for being long-winded, and you may agree or disagree, but what's your thinking there?
No, you can talk that as long as you want, Bill. I agree. I think that Notre Dame gets destroyed. I would argue that, I mean, at least when they're first to market, I'm anxious to see what the number is. Anything less than a couple of touchdowns, I'll probably have my biggest bet of the week at Ohio State. Just a bad matchup. You're right. Poor timing. The optics aren't going to look good at all for Marcus Freeman. I hope Notre Dame fans give him a chance. I think, you know, the roster has a ton of flaws. It was hidden by the fact that last year they won a lot of people forget. I mean, they were very fortunate to beat Toledo. Florida State, Virginia Tech, a ton of close wins at the start of that season. Marcus Freeman's going to be facing a lot tougher schedules than Brian Kelly. And it starts with the game in the Horseshoe. I mean, I would probably rank that game, as far as difficulty, tougher than any game that Brian Kelly ever faced in his tenure as far as the regular season goes. So, it's not going to be a good look for the Irish. Matchup-wise, timing, It's going to be pretty ugly in week one.
Tom in Myrtle Beach. Brad, he asked, what are the top five teams with the best odds to make the 22 National Championship 14 playoff?
You know what? Right now, I mean, obviously Alabama's one. Georgia's two, Ohio State's three. You know, I haven't even gotten beyond that, to be perfectly frank with you, because, you know, I don't think it really matters. I mean, Clemson's and Texas A&M are next. Clemson's 12-1, Texas A&M's 20-1. I mean, to me, I bet two futures. I bet Alabama and Ohio State. That's all I'm betting. I mean, I don't think I need anything more, at least at this point. Until anything I learn different, and it's going to take a heck of a lot, like a quarterback injury or whatnot, for me to make another bet. I think Alabama or Ohio State wins it all. Georgia's got a really good roster, but I just don't think they're repeating. That's pretty much my thought process coming into it.
Yeah, Alabama offensively should be in pretty good shape. They're bringing in Jahmyr Gibbs from Georgia Tech, who they're going to feed immediately. And they're getting Eli Ricks to come and occupy one of those corner spots. And Kevin was saying earlier he thinks they may go out and get a tight end because Billingsley, obviously, he was in the doghouse anyways. He had been. He's transferred to Texas. And they're thinned out a little bit at that position. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there. And Brad, there are a lot of transfer portal either rumors or facts. Jackson Dart was on the Ole Miss campus over the weekend with Michael Trigg, the tight end. I think they're probably going to go somewhere together, but they were at Ole Miss. I think they're also looking at Oklahoma. Also, JT Daniels and the Burton kid from Georgia were at Ole Miss here, I think, yesterday. That one's getting interesting, and I don't know what all their choices are. I'm sure they've got a few choices. There was another rumor out there that Caleb Williams had it down to Southern Cal, and get this, LSU.
Yeah, I did see that.
So
I'd be stunned if he doesn't go to SC. I mean, literally.
I agree. I totally agree. But, boy, a lot of moving parts out there. Now, Ole Miss already got the TCU running back that was so highly thought of, a five-star from a couple of years ago. They get an immediate plug-in quarterback here. Who do you like better, Jackson Dart or JT Daniels, both originally at Southern Cal?
Jackson Dart for me. And I obviously haven't seen too much in Jackson Dart, but, you know, I just wasn't, you know, I remember, you know, going back to JT Daniels' freshman season. I know he wasn't, you know, greatly coached there with Clay Helton, but Jackson Dart's a better athlete, man. I mean, in today's day and age, quarterback, I mean, if you're a better athlete, stronger arm, in my opinion, I'll take Dart over Daniels at this point.
More Brad as we continue. If you have questions, post those on Twitter at BillisKing. We're presented, place where we're going to be in 2 weeks for Commitments, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A few minutes ago, they had to stop the interstate to move all the damaged vehicles on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that did was aggravate all the heavy traffic flow trying to get out of Rutherford County through this section of Davidson County here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Now everybody's just rubbernecking as they drive by this crash. Still a little bit busy here on 65 south at Trinity Lane. Watch your speed, I-40 through Hickman County and Dixon County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. Your on-time traffic.
Finding the perfect health insurance plan can be confusing and challenging, but Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors here in Nashville can help. He is a contracted health insurance agent that wants to connect with you and help you evaluate your health care needs. He will take your individual needs and find the best health coverage options that fit your needs. Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors can help with individual and family plans, Medicare and group health insurance plans, and everything in between. Unlike typical insurance agents, Steck doesn't work for the insurance companies. He works for his clients. Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors is here to help you find a health insurance plan that's the right fit for you. Give him a call at 615-771-8277. That's 615-771-8277. You can also find him on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Steck Johnson with Buffalo Health Advisors.
It's not easy being the one everyone counts on to keep the facility running, no matter the weather or supply chain hiccup. But we get you, Raymond in Buffalo, and Maria in Miami, Jules in Minneapolis, and Stan in Central Indiana. Taking control of everything that's under your control. At Grainger, we're here for you with experienced branch staff at over 250 locations so you get the product you're looking for. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got the details from the Chili Bowl Nationals from this past weekend, testing from Daytona last week, as well as stuff going on at the LA Coliseum. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, sunny, high near 33. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 17. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 39. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 23. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Rob in the 210. Bill, ask Brad about the betting apps in Vegas. Which does he prefer? He throws out Circa, BetMGM, Caesars, /William Hill, or others. Or does he just use all of them to find the best number? That's a good question.
All of them is my answer. But, I mean, for people that, I get it. Maybe people just don't have the money to or the time to put it in all those different accounts. I would say it really depends on what you're looking for. Does price matter? Does the amount you can bet matter? Because, I mean, to me, I mean, personally, I prefer Circa. Just for me, they work the best for me because they're the first to market as far as college football. And they allow me to bet more there than other places. So if I had to personally choose one, it would be Circa. But, I mean, if you were looking for options, they're not necessarily the best when it comes to options like player props or, you know, other different exotic sports and whatnot. I mean, some of the other ones like William Hill Caesars might be better in that regard, but the answer is all of them because price matters more than anything in this industry.
Brad, I think you've been preaching this for many years. Whether you're somewhat casual or a serious bettor, if you're going to really want to do your best, you need to shop. And I know that I don't shop. I mean, if I'm going to bet something, and I'm an amateur, so I'll just go right to FanDuel. And I've also got a bet online account, but I'll just go there. I won't shop it. I don't shop the best number, and I probably don't do very well when I do bet. So that's. I think most people do that, but you're better off if you take the time to shop.
No question. And, I mean, just to put it in perspective, I mean, just say that that line comes into play, you know, regardless if it's college basketball, college football, NFL, or whatever line. Say it comes into play just one out of 20 bets where it had you shopped, you got the, you know, the best of the number and it made a difference. It turned a push into a win or a loss into a push or whatnot. I mean, just say you're flipping coins. You're going to hit 50%. Ten heads, 10 tails. So 10 wins, 10 losses. But if you shopped and you got that one extra W, I mean, you're 11-9. Do the percentages, 50% to 55%. That's basically the difference between being an amateur and flipping coins and being a professional in this industry, just that one out of 20.
Plain Kiffin on Twitter's got a basketball game for, is that tonight? He says Fairleigh Dickinson hosting St. Francis, New York. Are the Terriers a good money line bet going on the road versus a one-win team?
You know, I haven't bet this game. Right now, Dickinson's a one-point favorite in this one. I haven't gotten to that one yet. I'll plead the fifth. I basically have gotten to the top of the board. That's an extra board game at this point. Dickinson's, you know, only won one game and yet they're favored. To me, usually that screams the take that the team that's 1-12 and they're favored. You know, neither team's very good. And I'm guessing that when it's all said and done, I'm not going to have a bet on this game tonight.
Brad, just to repeat something, and I want to make sure I've got this right. We were talking perhaps a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month, and we were talking about early, like December college basketball, maybe even some January college basketball, that the numbers aren't going to be as sharp as, let's say, college football or the NFL, for that matter. Is that still the case now that we're pushing on into to late January?
No, nah, they're getting tight. I mean, I'll put in perspective. You know, I've won like four consecutive best bets this week heading into the night, and I think every single one of them has been by about a bucket or less. So I've been extremely fortunate, but that I know that's an extremely small sample, but that just goes to show you that the market is really tightening up here. With that being said, do I still think you can make some money? Certainly you can. I mean, especially if you're playing, you know, on injury news or you're playing on fundamental changes with teams. Hey, they played without a starter for 10 games that therefore, you know, that dropped their power rating a little too much when it shouldn't have been. So you can still make money, but overall, generally speaking, if all things are equal and, you know, with COVID and whatnot, a lot of things haven't been created equal the last couple of years in college hoops. Yeah, the numbers are certainly a lot tighter than what they were in November and December. What'll help is public's going to get involved here really soon, hot and heavy. And if you're fading, you know, a public team, especially in a big-time game, I think you can find some value there.
Jeff, too, says, Brad, next Saturday, Alabama plays Baylor in basketball. Given Alabama's wins against highly rated teams like Gonzaga, Houston, LSU, what would be your read on the game coming up Saturday? I guess a week from Saturday, right?
Yeah, I mean, Baylor's going to be a short favorite. I'm guessing like a two-point favorite. It really depends on what's Baylor's current form heading into the game. They got a couple of games. You know, they got Oklahoma on Saturday and Kansas State on Tuesday. Because right now, I mean, Baylor, after starting 15-0, struggled, lost to Texas Tech and Oklahoma State. Rebounding, got a nice win against West Virginia a few days ago. It's going to depend. So that's what makes it tough about college hoops. I think it will be a short number, especially considering, you know, Baylor's going to be in the top five in the country. And I, if I had to guess, at least at this point, public will be on Baylor laying that short number. I think Alabama will probably be a little bit of the sharper side. Really bad beat for Alabama backers the other night. I mean, can't make free throws, and they didn't cover against a highly ranked LSU team. But it'd be a really competitive game. But, again, with there being each team playing two games prior to that, a lot's to be determined at this point.
Well, since it's local, I'll just throw it out there. I know a lot of people want to know about this. The Titans and the Bengals. Do you give the Bengals a shot at an upset?
No, I like Tennessee in this one quite a bit. And I've had a good feel for Tennessee this season. I think they've been disrespected in the marketplace, generally speaking. I mean, when you talk about Tennessee winning eight games this season over winning teams, That's more than any team in the regular season in NFL history. 8 games. So, you know, half their schedule, they actually beat a winning team. On top of it, the rest helps them. They're going to be healthier than what they've been all season. I mean, they've been the most banged-up team, arguably, in NFL history. They used a record 91 different players on their roster this season. You know, almost double what you're allowed. Cincinnati got banged up in last week's game against Las Vegas. I wasn't overly impressed in that game. Vrabel's really good with extra time to prep. Yeah, Tennessee for me, and also lean over.
Is there an underdog in the playoffs, NFL playoffs, that would be a good team to try and latch on to plus the points?
This weekend I'd take the Rams, although the money's starting to pour in on them. It's coming. I mean, shop, you can get 3 still at a few places, but it looks like it's going to go to 2.5. As far as the Rams at Tampa Bay, I get it. Not, you know, fading Tom Brady is not always ideal, but I mean, the Rams are 2-0 against Tampa Bay the last 2 years while Brady's been in Tampa. I think Tampa Bay's offensive line being banged up is a really, you know, bad look for them against that Rams defensive front led by Aaron Donald. So I do like the Rams to cover that point spread this weekend against Tampa.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com. LSU, and they're bringing in a lot of players. They need to. The roster was beat down. Brian Kelly's been down there, you know, a while now to settle in. They just took an offensive lineman out of ETSU. They got the running back out of Penn State. That's not new news, but just what Brian Kelly seems to be assembling. They got the punter from Notre Dame. I didn't even know that kid was leaving, but they got the punter from Notre Dame. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I've been, you know, pleasantly surprised. I mean, he's really gone after it, especially in the transfer portal. I mean, if you're just ranking transfer portal classes, they'd be number one. I mean, if you combine the two as far as recruiting and transfer, I mean, they'd probably bring in a top 10 class, which is saying a lot. Had to, because, I mean, you watch the bowl game, they're down to 39 guys at that point. A lot of guys are returning for them that, you know, the expectation was they'd probably leave early for the NFL draft. So, I mean, if you're an LSU fan, you got to be super excited right now. I mean, their roster, at least from what he's been able to do here the last 6 weeks, is much better than what I thought he would have in year one, and probably not done yet. So, you know, I would say certainly LSU's improved from a power ratings aspect. I mean, I'm guessing that they'll probably be my most improved team in the country this upcoming season. You know, it doesn't mean that they're going to go from, you know, 6 wins to 11 wins or whatnot, but from a power ratings aspect, you know, they're going to go from where they finished the season right around 50th to easily in the top 25.
Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. So you would say that because Florida State's taken in a bunch, obviously LSU is bringing in a bunch, and I'm sure I'm leaving some out. Oklahoma's got a few.
Ole Miss, yeah. SC will have a ton when it's all said and done. Oklahoma. Those are the schools there. There's about 4 or 5 of them. They're probably going to take like 10 or so.
That's amazing. But I tell you what, that's where we're at. And just for everybody, there's a new rule in place where you can go, instead of 25, you can go up to 32 if those are 7. So 7 more, but they have to be transfer portal casualties that you have to fill in the blanks for. But they'll give you as many as 7. So you can bring in 32 kids in a class.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that's a 30-year roster. I mean, more than a 30-year roster. So it's going to require more time. I mean, and obviously not only roster, you know, turnover as far as a player perspective, but, I mean, coaching turnover as well is unbelievable. So it's getting to the point now where, I mean, there's never really an offseason. I mean, college football is a passion of mine where I'm always, you know, reading stuff on it every single day, 365. But as far as prepping for a season, keep in mind a lot of, you know, books open up a lot of lines and stuff in May. I mean, it's not like I got till August to prep for this. If that's the case, then, I mean, I'm going to have to probably direct more attention towards college football moving forward and probably going to be, you know, unfortunately, a little bit less on college hoops.
Ags and Strolls down on the beautiful coast of Texas. Bill, ask Brad what he expects out of Derrick Henry this weekend for the Titans.
Well, I mean, the market says he's going to come back. I mean, I think he's only worth about a half point. Keep in mind, I mean, the Titans were 6-2 with Henry in the lineup, 6-3 without him. So, I mean, the running game only fell off about 15 yards per game on a rushing yards per game average. So they really didn't miss him too much. But I would say it's more of the wide receivers being fully healthy, you know, Julio Jones and whatnot. That'll make more of a difference as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, player props, I'm not running in the window to bet Derrick Henry, you know, over rushing yards. He might be a little bit rusty. He hasn't played since Halloween. But just, you know, just to have an extra weapon or two for Tennessee, I mean, makes them more dangerous offensively. And that's another reason why I not only lean Tennessee, but the over in that game.
Derrick Henry, real healthy. Now, just because you're totally healthy and you haven't been hit in, you know, several weeks, doesn't mean you're back to what you were. So that's going to be interesting. But, boy, if he's right and as fresh as he is, Brad, God help everybody.
God help Cincinnati. Now, you know, with that being said, Tennessee will be an underdog next week, even though they're at home against Buffalo or Kansas City. And even though Tennessee already beat Buffalo and Kansas City this year. But they'll be, you know, with all everything, with all being said, they're still going to be, I would argue, probably at least a field goal underdog in either one of those games.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com, college basketball. If you have any questions, if you want to go college football, the NFL playoffs, any way you want to go. So you're saying that as of right now, the basketball numbers are tight. They're much tighter.
Yeah, I mean, just on average, you know, yeah. If you're just going through the card, you're going to see, you know, I would say the variance is a lot less than what it was, obviously, in November, December. I mean, there was a good window there where, I mean, but it was still, you know, hit or miss. I mean, teams, you know, COVID pauses 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time that you would hope to find some value there. But I got to be perfectly frank. I mean, it was, again, like flipping points. You would think the team would be a little bit rusty not playing for a week. So that was kind of – that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, you know, the fundamental changes in a team because the lines are so tight. Because, I mean, if everything's all created equal, everybody's healthy, there's enough – you know, analytics and formulas and power ratings out there that, you know, you're just not going to deviate too much as far as the market away from that. But the situational spots can be key. I'll give you one tonight. I mean, Michigan State's off, a big, you know, loss as a big favorite against Northwestern. I mean, I'm going to lean towards them. It's a big game tonight against the Badgers on the road. I'm going to lean Michigan State here plus the 3.5 just because I think there's maybe a little bit extra gear. And maybe get a look, maybe a half point of value, the fact that they, you know, lost their first game in 6 weeks in their previous game.
Coach's hot seat on Lake Tahoe, checking in this morning. Hey, guys, this could be old. He's not old, but Joe Burrow's coming out party should be a hell of a game. You think Joe Burrow has some statistical eye-opening success in this game? He's been playing very well, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because Tennessee really limits you offensively as far as plays. They really control the clock, and they limit the teams to plays per game the fewest in the NFL. So he's going to have limited opportunities, but I certainly think Cincinnati's passing game could have success. Another reason why I lean over.
A couple more questions for Brad. We'll bring it back and then let him tell you how you can get all of his content, all of his information, whether it's the NFL playoffs, regular season, college football, college basketball, all the things that he provides. Coming right back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. People are still staring at this earlier wreck. That's why it's still extra slow out here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic still trying to get in from Rutherford County into Davidson here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Still on the scene of a wreck, 3300 block of Dickerson Pike. Warmer weather's waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Check it out at PensacolaBeach.com and plan out your next getaway. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
Grizz Nation, let's get in dark mode. Catch your Next Gen Grizz Friday the 28th at 7 p.m. as they face the Utah Jazz. Come see a rematch of last year's playoffs as the guys gear up for All-Star Weekend. Get hyped, get ready to get down to FedEx Forum and secure your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit grizzlies.com and catch every game right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Brad Powers with us every Friday. Andy Cabin. Oh, by the way, Lake Norman Buckeye lives over there in North Carolina. Obviously, huge Buckeye fan. He's also a big NASCAR fan. He wanted me to ask you if you would please start handicapping NASCAR because he's got a lot of big bets coming up.
I can tell you that there's not a lot of certainties in life, but me handicapping NASCAR, me not doing it, is a certainty.
Do you know anybody that bets NASCAR?
I got a couple of degenerates here in town that do, but they're square, not sharp. I don't know anybody that does it professionally.
Right. Well, Lake Norman Buckeye, good luck to you. He knows that area really good, so he'll probably do well at it. But I knew the answer. I just threw it at you just for the heck of it. But
no worries. I mean, that's I would say this. I mean, and look, I'm probably not the guy to ask because I don't hang around in the circles that are big time NASCAR enthusiasts. I'm guessing NASCAR would have really benefited if there was legalized gambling probably in the 90s and early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
And
it's wow.
Heyday. As far as popularity, but I just don't know anybody that really does it and has a lot of success in it.
Imagine legalized gambling when Dale Earnhardt raced. I mean,
it would have been super popular just because there wasn't much, there's not much going on in the summer. So I mean, NASCAR at that time was a very popular sport. It would have gotten a lot more handle than what it does now.
All right, here's a question along those lines, and I don't know if you've even looked into this. What gets bet more? Major League Baseball, and I don't mean the postseason, but just regular season, spring, summer games, or hockey? NHL.
Baseball did certainly. You know, Vegas is a little different because we got a local team here that everyone's enthusiastic about, but no question about it, baseball has a higher handle. Neither one as far as the regular season. I mean, in basketball, you almost throw in there as well. Regular seasons don't get, you know, too much play. It's all of them are more postseason driven, but and nothing compares to March Madness or NFL and college football. But I would say baseball would rank three on an average. You would have NFL one. As far as pro sports, I should say, because college football is way up there. So NFL would be one, NBA two, Major League Baseball three, as far as overall betting handle.
But March Madness, as much popularity as college basketball has lost through the years, March Madness, I think you've said, gets more bet on that than the Super Bowl, right? Or not?
Yeah, in Vegas. I mean, it's obviously you're dealing with, you know, 60-some games compared
Correct.
To one.
Correct.
But, yeah, no, it dwarfs, I mean, 5, 6, 7X what the Super Bowl is. So, I mean, that's how big March Madness is. And that's when I say, hey, you can find some value. That's why, because all of a sudden it goes from a niche sport where mainly professionals are betting it, to all of a sudden the whole world's betting it. So that's why you can still find some value during March Madness.
Brad, we'll let you out the door, sir. Good work as always. Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, bradbauersports.com, dead top of the page. Early special as far as a renewal of the newsletter. You can get the rest of this season and all of the next season for $69. And if you are enthusiastic about college basketball, you want daily updates with picks all the way through the championship game, that's available as well. You're going to go to bradbauersports.com, click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
All right, Brad, good stuff, man. See you next week.
Hey, take care, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. Got a message on the other side, a FanDuel message for you. The market overnight into the morning, bloody red, opened up red, actually went green. Talking about the S&P and the Dow. Now it's back down red. Yeah, now bloody red. I tell you, folks. Oh, and Julia tweeted, Bill, I wouldn't be hoping for that war between. I'm not hoping for anything, okay? I am not hoping, but look, either I'm smart and play what's available in the marketplace or not. And like I said, I've got a lotto short every day waiting in case that news hits that Russia attacks. Again, I'm not hoping. But should I just ignore that's a real? Just because it's not a nice thing? No. I mean, look, folks. Most of these companies out there aren't nice, okay? I'm not trying to marry into anything. I'm trying to win. And if that's available, now the Dow's trying to go green again. As we're sitting here talking, this thing is choppy. Wow, wow, wow. It's amazing to watch. Now, my week's been so good, it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what happens with Ukraine and Russia, meaning if they don't, that's fine. Like I told you, I'm totally at peace, personally. But hoping? At least I think I'm being smart. Yeah, I'm not here for a moral evaluation. I'm here to win the bet. That's what I'm here for. I mean, I've invested in companies, all kinds of garbage companies before. I'm not trying to be buddies with them. I'm trying to be on the right side of the move. I'm trying to be on the right side of the money flow. That's what I want to do. This is amazing to watch, though. It went from really red to green, back to really red to now green. Sitting here in the last minute or two. It's exhilarating to watch. Anyways, okay, we got one more break. I've got a FanDuel message for all y'all as well. I guarantee you it's NFL playoff related. They've always got a wonderful deal for you folks. Matter of fact, I had a friend the other day, did not have the FanDuel app. New users get that $5 times 30 deal, right? Bet $5, win 150, he hit it. He had Kansas City, I believe. Right out of the gate. First time on FanDuel. Anyways, We'll take the break. Come right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
People are still staring at this earlier wreck. That's why it's still extra slow out here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all the traffic still trying to get in from Rutherford County into Davidson here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Still on the scene of a wreck, 3300 block of Dickerson Pike. Warmer weather's waiting for you right now at Pensacola Beach. Check it out at PensacolaBeach.com and plan out your next getaway. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Valentine's Day is coming, and you don't want to rely on gas station flowers. Get ahead of the curve this year and let the Omni Nashville Hotel be your one-stop shop for that special someone. The Omni Nashville Hotel has you covered this Valentine's Day from start to finish. Mokara Day Spa Salon has gift cards to treat them to a special day of pampering. From a simple facial to a full day of relaxation, that special someone will get the VIP treatment at the Mokara Day Spa and Salon. Then, just when they think they've had the perfect gift, it's time for Bob's Steak and Chop House. When you want the best for your loved one, serve them the best in Nashville. With A5 Wagyu beef, Bob's Steak and Chop House has become Nashville's best place to dine. Call the Omni Nashville Hotel for reservations and gift cards. Don't get caught napping this Valentine's Day. The Omni Nashville Hotel is your one-stop shop for that someone special. Mokara Day Spa and Salon and Bob's Steak and Chop House. All at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a lounge singer to be their office receptionist.
Hello, this is Mickey Marquis, and you've reached the office of Duggan Associates. Thank you very much. Catch me Tuesday nights at the Hotel Johnson. Hello?
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Duggan Associates, this is Mickey Marquis. Hello?
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Hello, I'm Greg Poe.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man weave.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Rush Truck Centers, the U.S. Army, Bud Morris, State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam Sports Play.
That's the shoot around every Saturday morning at 9.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, sunny, high near 33. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 17. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 39. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 23. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
FanDuel, NFL playoffs in full gear, and everybody can get in on the action with a risk-free bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. All customers get up to $10 back if your same game parlay does not win. Same game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup for a big payout. You can combine bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, and so much more. Already have an account? Just place your risk-free same game parlay on any divisional round game to qualify. If you're new, join today. Promo code BKING to get your risk-free bet. Plus, if you're first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy those 30-to-1 odds. I was telling you about a friend I told that to last week. He did it. He won. Five went to 150. That's right. Plus, again, 30-to-1 odds on any team in the divisional round to win after using the promo code. That's B-K-I-N-G. You can turn 5 into 150, and that promo code is BKING, B-K-I-N-G, on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, must be at least 21 and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. So there you go. Here is an email that I meant to read yesterday, and I got very, very busy, but I plan on getting to it at least this week, and I'm going to read it to you. It's a very touching email. And let me find it here. All right. Says, Bill, my name is Ken. I wanted to reach out to you, let you know how much I enjoy the show. I walk 4 miles every morning listening to your show. My wife of 48 years passed away last September from ovarian cancer. Listening to your show has helped me tremendously the last few months. My wife's sister came and stayed with us to help take care of her. She heard me listening to your show, and she told me she used to work with your wife, Michelle, when they were at Northern Telecom. I think I told you guys, when we first started dating, and for a while there, when we were married, in just the first couple of years, she worked at Northern Telecom, which is close to the downtown area. Anyways, said her sister kind of lost track of us, and could not believe how many kids we now have. Anyways, it's a very, very touching letter. Very, very nice. I appreciate that. And so sad to hear about your wife. And I replied to him and I said, look, first of all, I'm very sorry about your loss. And I can tell you, I lost my mom to cancer. Michelle lost her dad and her brother to cancer. We have been down that road. And I know it doesn't help you other than to know you're not alone. I think it does help to know you're not alone. It really does. I think all of us probably somewhere along the line have been affected by that, and it's very, very upsetting. And look, when I do this show, I mean, I'm in the Wilco kiosk, and I know there's lots of people all over the place listening, but You do get kind of locked up into your own little cocoon. And when you say things on the show, well, it doesn't matter what it could be about a ball game, it could be about a player, it could be about the stock market, whatever it is. When you say things, you don't know how you affect people. You don't know, and I don't mean that negatively necessarily, you just don't, you know, you don't, you're saying it, you don't necessarily know how it's being received. And so when we do the show, hopefully entertaining people, and I get an email like this saying, I lost my wife of 48 years to ovarian cancer. I walk every day, and listening to the show has helped me tremendously. That's touching. I don't know what we could possibly say here that helps, but I'm glad it helps. I'm glad. I'm happy that you sent that. That's a very – we get emails like this from time to time that are similar. People going through things, and hopefully we give you a good response and a very sympathetic and empathetic response each time, because that's very important. That's so much more important, knowing that you can hear back from somebody who cares, who's been through them. I mean, we've been through it, man. Folks, everybody's got their stuff. We've been through stuff here too. Lots of it. So it's never easy. So I just look back up and the market has turned bloody red again. It is choppy. If you get it, and again, I'm betting the downside, and the trend overall is down. It is not good, but you're going to have some green days sprinkled in there or some green moments. We've already had two of those this morning, and we're not 30 minutes in yet. I have had an incredible week. I'm playing with house money. Whatever happens today doesn't matter. It's net for me. Net, I'm way up. But my bet today, like I told you, I've got every day I will have a SPY or a SPX put in place just in case the horrible news hits that there's been an invasion of the Ukraine. No, Julia, I'm not pulling for it. I just want to be on the right side if that hits. If it doesn't, I can afford lots of Pete's. You know what? If I wanted to get some Pappies, not just a shot, if I wanted to go get a bottle, no problem. I could get 10 bottles if I wanted. 40. There's no limit to it. I just don't know where to get it. You can't get it. At Patton_Cook, at Billis King. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Commitments coming soon, man. Hope to see you there. Lodge Pop.